It's time for Let's Chat with Rustite, a podcast dedicated to helping entrepreneurs just like you. When starting out, entrepreneurs often feel they need to go it alone, and I'm here to tell you that's just not the case. Entrepreneurs have a lot of questions, and this podcast will give you the answers. My name is Nick Russell, and this is Let's Chat with Rustite. Everybody, and welcome back to Let's Chat with Rustite. My name is Nick Russell, and today I want to talk about branding and how to do that in your Facebook group and on your Facebook page. Now, what kind of got this idea and the reason I wanted to record this podcast was I recently had a conversation with a good friend of mine, and the two of us got to talking about Facebook groups and how more than once it's happened where a business or a company had started a Facebook group and kind of let it take its own path. And the more people were in it, the bigger the group got, the more spam was in that group. Now, the downfall to that is the more spam that was in that group, the harder it was to actually find the value. It was just people talking about their offers, their businesses, and throwing links left and right. Now, don't get me wrong, having a group like that isn't all that bad, but if you don't have a clear goal in your group, it's just going to get washed over with spam. Now, what we want to do with our Facebook group, Entrepreneur Momentum, is we have a clear path for this group. This group is something that is there to provide value to the group and the people that are in it. We don't want to have the value get drowned out by having a lot of links and a lot of spam. So that's one thing we use, and we moderate that almost instantly if we can. We try not to let spam stay in there too long before we pull that down and then give a warning to the people that are doing that. Now, the reason I want to talk about that is if you've got a business that has a Facebook group, if your audience doesn't know the goal and the purpose of that group, they're just going to start spamming it. If it's a general networking group, for example, if there's not a clear path and a clear goal for that, it's just going to get overrun with spam. You have to have a clear purpose and a strategy for that group. And when it comes to using a Facebook group, for example, you want to have your audience instantly know as soon as they see a post and that group name come up, they should know exactly what the group is, who's in the group, like general idea, and they want to know the purpose of that group, the goal of the group, so they don't have to waste time finding different groups and finding different ways to either promote their business or to get the help they need. So for example, Entrepreneur Momentum, we want to be able to help the audience. We want to help entrepreneurs and small business owners. So if you don't know something or how to do something in your business, you can go in there and ask a question where anybody in the group can instantly answer or as soon as they see that. And we obviously don't want that to go on for too long, an unanswered question. But that's the goal of our group. So one of the problems, though, is I see other groups, and I've seen this in many groups in many different fields. When a group gets overrun, and actually I had a conversation with a brilliant marketer and a brilliant entrepreneur coach by the name of Alex Sherfin. His group was overrun, and it got to the point where he wasn't sure if he should just shut that group down, start fresh with a new group and a set of rules, or if he should keep that group but add moderators to the group so that way going forward from that point on to keep it the way he wants with the strategy and the goal in mind that he wanted. Ultimately, he kept the audience and kept the group the way it was and then went forward and made sure that he had a system in place so that way they can pull down anything that spammed the group and keep it just about providing value. So that was a really cool example that I saw, and that was kind of before I started our group, Entrepreneur Momentum, and kind of the way I wanted it to go. I just didn't want to get to the point where it got overrun with spam. That's why we're growing a little bit slower, and we're kind of keeping things consistent that way. Now, the other thing, when it comes to posting in your groups and keeping with your specific brand, Russell Brunson talks about one of the ways to do that, Traffic Secrets, his last book that he put out. And one of the things that really gave me that aha moment was he was talking about being a producer on social media and not a consumer of social media. So as business owners, we've got 1,000 things to do. We wear a lot of hats and we're always on the go, and our time is very valuable. So being a consumer of social media will take up way too much time that could be better spent somewhere else. And being a consumer on social media really doesn't show how you're an expert in whatever field you're on. If you're just consuming social media, scrolling through, adding the odd comment's not bad. But if you're a producer, if you're providing value in all the groups that you're in, the ones that your target audience is, your Dream 100 is in, when you're providing value-making posts, that really lets you stand out and show that you're an expert in your field. You're actually being a producer of content and not just consuming it. And that's another great way to get your group to be active in commenting on your posts, because you're the one producing the content and you're doing the three E's. You're educating, you're entertaining, and you're engaging with your Dream 100, with your dream audience, your target audience, whatever the case may be. So that's kind of the message I wanted to get out there today. And I wanted to let you know that one of the key things to showing that you're an expert is actually being a producer and not a consumer on social media. And when you're in all these Facebook groups, or if you're starting your own, make sure you're providing value and not letting your group get overrun with spam, because it's great to have your link out there and your page out there and your offer out there and everyone can see it. But without a story behind that, without any value, that's just an offer, a link that nobody really knows what's behind that. So hopefully this was, you got something out of this, this podcast, and hopefully going forward, you'll see a lot more content from us in a lot more groups. So hopefully you enjoyed this podcast, and we can't wait to chat with you next week. As entrepreneurs, our time is very valuable. So spending time online should be kept at a minimum. But if you're scrolling through Facebook groups all day and not getting anything from them other than seeing everybody's website links or offer links or promotion links, you're not really doing yourself any service to moving the needle in your business and creating momentum. Now, I wanted to change that. I created a Facebook group called Entrepreneur Momentum that is all about driving momentum for your business. No links, no spamming, none of that. This group is completely about value and providing value for others. So you're not scrolling endlessly through a group just to see what the group is about and to see what kind of value can be given. If you head to facebook.com/groups/entrepreneurmomentum, click the join button and join this community of entrepreneurs that are ready and willing to help each other and create momentum in all of our businesses.